hello again. This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The outlook isn't brilliant for the Boston Nine today.
A mediocre record and half a season still to play.
The last place Cubbies here in town and still the Red Sox lost.
Can this year still be salvaged? Is it even worth the cost?
Well, we'll find out. Joining us now to talk about the Red Sox at midseason is Glenn Stout. He's a sports writer and author of Fenway 1912. And Glenn, good to have you back.
Thanks very much.
So now that the U.S. is out of the World Cup, and we should say despite that valiant loss yesterday to Belgium, we've got to focus on this other team that can't score more than one or once or twice a game. So what's going on with the Red Sox? What's your view at this midseason?
Well, unfortunately, there's not much going on with the Red Sox, and that's the problem. I mean, what you have is a team who last year, you know, overachieved somewhat. Everybody did a little better than they had done the year before. And now this year you have a team where people aren't performing to that standard. And all of a sudden, I think you also have a team that's starting to look pretty old. And you don't have a lot of guys on that roster who are going to get any better. You have a few people at their peak or just after it. But you have a lot of guys who are sort of at the tail end of their careers, and then some other guys who we don't know what they're going to turn into yet. So the end result is you have a team that doesn't have a whole lot of anything. They don't have a whole lot of pitching. They don't have a whole lot of offense. They don't have a whole lot of speed. And they're just puttering along, lose two, win two, lose three.
Right, with the fourth worst record in the American League right now. So I guess the big question is this. They're only seven games out with a half a season still to play. So should they get their guys healthy again, play to win, make a run at the postseason, or should this team essentially give up this season, trade away some of the veterans, focus on the youth movement, and then sign a star or two and try to build a better team for next year?
Well, I think the situation that the Red Sox are in with this fan base, with their TV contract, with the expectations, I think it's almost impossible for them to throw in the towel and decide we're just going to rebuild, we're going to get rid of anybody of value and get draft picks and go into a long-term plan. They really can't do that. Under this new playoff system that went into effect last year, you know, you can get into the playoffs with 83, 84 wins. And the Red Sox have the resources, financially at least, to go out there and make a couple of player acquisitions. Now, the problem is that there are a lot of teams in sort of the same boat as the Red Sox who are sitting there 7, 8, 10 games out, but the playoffs are still sort of in reach. So there's going to be a great deal of competition for those players that will be available. It's unlikely the Red Sox will get all that they're going to need, but I suspect they'll probably go out there and get just enough to keep themselves nominally competitive. You know, if they're within reach going into September, they can kind of argue that, well, the season wasn't lost anyway. We just needed a few more breaks.
So, Glenn, last question. For a lifelong, and I know passionate Red Sox fan like yourself, what do you do with a season like this? How do you stay interested? What are you watching?
Well, you know, if you're a longtime fan, you look at the guys who've been there for a while, who you enjoy and appreciate. That's Pedroia, that's David Ortiz. And then you look at the young guys and you look for signs of life in people like Xander Bogaerts or Mookie Betts, who just came up. You try to see that next generation coming around the corner, and you really hope that those two groups overlap. Maybe next year, if not this year.
Maybe next year. Glenn Stout, he's a sports writer and author of Fenway 1912, The Birth of a Ballpark, a championship season in Fenway's remarkable first year. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to give up hope. How about this year? Come on, Anthony. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston and beat the Cubs. Just once, beat the Cubs.